French politics is coming to the fore in 2017, not only because of the presidential election they are hosting, but because of the political climate it is taking place in. With nationalist movements in full stride, and their leaders occupying more and more powerful positions all across the world, it seems the modern world is being revisited by the populism and nationalism of past centuries once again. Putin has Russia, Trump has the White House, and the latest figure to potentially be added to the collection is Marine Le Pen in France. The presidential election takes place in two stages. The first, at the start of April, is to filter out all of the wannabe presidents from the gonna-be candidates. It involves a nationwide vote where two candidates will come out on top and be poised for the presidency decided in a second vote, which takes place as the second stage of the election at the start of May in 2017. Le Pen, who leads the Front National, a far right-wing political party, is regularly tipped to break through the first round. Yet, many pundits don't back her to win at the second stage. We start by taking a look at who may be joining her. There are five main runners for the position. There's François Fillon of Les Républicains, Benoît Hamon of Parti Socialiste, Marine Le Pen of Front National, Emmanuel Macron of En Marche, and Jean-Luc Mélenchon of La France Insoumise, which is for Unsubmissive France. I'd like to start by asking you about Fillon. He's been the most prominent in French politics for the longest period of time, as he's served as Prime Minister for 5 years in the past, and he's currently the nominee of the Republicans. So could you tell us a little about him?
Oui, bah, François Fillon,
François Fillon is the head of the Republicans, the party of the centre-right. He was seen as a favourite for the position of president, but he has perhaps fallen out of favour recently due to the scandal which was discovered by the media. François Fillon's image as a very Christian man took a hit with the recent revelations about his financial corruption, which has angered many. That said, he is still in a better position than many of the candidates on the left.
And
in what way do you mean presenting himself as Christian? With the return to the right, we see the development of populist movements, which offer more tangible promises to the public. Nationalism, traditionalism, conservatism, strong politicians presenting strong public images. François Fillon presented himself as a very Christian candidate and was a popular choice before the scandal.
How are things looking on France's far right with Marine Le Pen?
Well, Marine Le Pen is predicted to pass into the second round with a popularity of around 20%, which is very strong for the first round. With Brexit and the election of Donald Trump, we see the resurgence of populism and nationalism. As a counter to globalism, there has been a resurgence of right-wing nationalism. The problems of immigration, the failing economy, high rates of unemployment are all factors in the gradual rise of populism which is happening at the moment, even in France. However, it is not sure whether nationalism is as strong in France as it is in the UK or the USA. That said, she is a strong favourite for getting through to the second round, but whether she has the support it will take to become president remains yet to be seen.
So another important candidate who's been in the news quite a lot recently, a lot of people have been citing him as a bit of a surprise candidate who's been on quite a heavy upsurge since running for the party which he calls En Marche. It's a political movement rather than a political party, so he's an independent candidate. His name is Emmanuel Macron. Could you tell us a little bit about him?
Macron is an independent candidate on the left. He's known as having been in Hollande's government, dealing with the economy. Now he presents himself as the head of En Marche, a movement of the socio-liberal type. One could say that he is the darling of the media.
another representative of a political party, this is for Parti Socialiste, is Benoît Hamon. He is the nominee for the centre-left Social Democratic Party. People have been calling him the French Jeremy Corbyn. And in France, how do people understand him? Well, in France, he is seen as being slightly too radical. For example, his idea for a universal wage is controversial in an ever-struggling economy. His lack of support could also be explained by the division on the left, who are sharing their electorate between three different candidates. This could explain why all the candidates on the left are predicted to definitely struggle going into the second round. And finally, can you give us a bit of insight into Jean-Luc Mélenchon of Unsubmissive France?
As a philosophy teacher, Mélenchon brings new ideas to French politics. However, his policies are perhaps too radical for the French population. He calls himself a technophile and recently gave a speech from Lyon to Paris by hologram. He is an outsider, and his chances are definitely minimal. That said, his ideas are very interesting for the future.
The candidates most likely to reach the second round are Macron and Le Pen, while the political establishment is a pale shadow of its former self. Le Pen's politics represent a radical departure from that of France's main governing parties. She places the cause of France's problems firmly at the feet of immigration, the European Union and the euro. A victory for Le Pen and the Front National would be another major step towards the global advancement of right-wing populism and perhaps even leading to a French exit from the European Union, leaving the European project in tatters. Julia, could you just outline what the FN Front National stands for?
They're more like a return to basic, so obviously kind of closing the borders, making sure that like the state focuses on French people first instead of what they perceive as like foreigners coming and taking their job, a bit like at the UKIP essentially in England. And also they see that like France has lost its values, so coming back to what they see as French values, so to an extent, the French motto, so liberté, égalité, fraternité, would be kind of what they would follow, their baseline, in a sense.
Marine Le Pen has had these struggles with her father. Would you say the Front National now is a racist party or merely a very conservative party?
They've tried very hard to rebrand it. I think that on the surface, it's now tried to change it to conservative, you know, basic values, but it hasn't changed that much in its speech. Obviously, now it cloaks all of its rhetoric in fighting against what they see as vast immigration that's perceived as something bad. But I think that compared to her father, her ideas haven't changed that much. She's just much more adept at making them much more intellectually sound and logical.
If we talk a bit about the context of this, what is the mood like in France at the moment?
Obviously, since the Paris attack, we've been in an emergency state, so it's the mood kind of reflected by the fact that you can see lots of armed force patrolling around, especially in Paris. So there's always this constant reminder of what happened. Economics is not going well. And there's been more and more attacks of racist and xenophobic kind, anti-Semitism as well. And so it's a bit like France is reaching kind of a boiling point. And there's been lots of worries that the French election could actually turn into like the straw that broke the camel's back. And that with so much tension, everything will kind of boil over during the election.
And of course, we see this taking place just a few months after the Brexit vote. Tell us a bit about Marine Le Pen and the Front National's attitude to the European Union.
Well, it's telling that her first point in her manifesto, which just came out, is that she wants a referendum for the EU, for France, whether France should stay or not. Even when you look at the economic side of her manifesto, she's always saying how French firms should be first over any European contract. Also, when the news of the UK referendum broke out, she was one of the first political figures to go and say, you know, congratulations, you've now taken back your country. So she's very much